A Christmas Letter, in answer to a young lady who has sent an invitation to be present at a children's party, by Stephen Leacock. Mademoiselle, allow me very gratefully, but firmly, to refuse your kind invitation. You doubtless mean well, but your ideas are unhappily mistaken. Let us understand one another once and for all. I cannot, at my mature age, participate in the sports of children with such abandon as I could wish. I entertain, and have always entertained, the sincerest regard for such games as Hunt the Slipper and Blind Man's Buff. But I have now reached a time of life when, to have my eyes blindfolded, and to have a powerful boy of 10 hit me in the back with a hobby horse and ask me to guess who hit me, provokes me to a fit of retaliation which could only culminate in reckless criminality. Nor can I cover my shoulders with a drawing-room rug and crawl round on my hands and knees under the pretense that I am a bear without a sense of personal insufficiency, which is painful to me. Neither can I look on with a complacent eye at the sad spectacle of your young clerical friend, the Reverend Mr. Uttermost Farthing, abandoning himself to such gambols and appearing in the role of life and soul of the evening. Such a degradation of his holy calling grieves me, and I cannot but suspect him of ulterior motives. You inform me that your maiden aunt intends to help you to entertain the party. I have not, as you know, the honor of your aunt's acquaintance, yet I think I may with reason surmise that she will organize games. Guessing games, in which she will ask me to name a river in Asia beginning with a Z. On my failure to do so, she will put a hot plate down my neck as a forfeit, and the children will clap their hands. These games, my dear young friend, involve the use of a more adaptable intellect than mine, and I cannot consent to be a party to them. May I say in conclusion that I do not consider a 5-cent pen wiper from the top branch of a Christmas tree any adequate compensation for the kind of evening you propose. I have the honor to subscribe myself, your obedient servant.